Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The decision's been made by Midwest Farm Shows to postpone their 2020 Tulsa Farm Show from December to the 25th, 26th, and 27th of February at Expo Square at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Again, the new dates for the Tulsa Farm Show, February 25th, 26th, and 27th. In the meantime, stay safe. And we'll see you at the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show.
Well, it appears that at least some additional cash cattle trade will need to be seen through the day today, although overall trade totals will be evaluated in order to get a sense of trade that developed yesterday. Overall weekly numbers are expected to remain light, which is one of the reasons for eroding price levels as packers' appetites remain limited. But the continued pressure in boxed beef values has questions of if meat values will be able to stabilize in the near future, and that's putting significant pressure on cash trade here during this week. Hog futures seem to have gained limited market support, but overall, buying interest continues to quickly fade, allowing prices to move back to support price levels time and time again. Moderate late-day pressure in the hog futures trade put the focus on defending recent lows near $65 in nearby February contracts. Friday futures remain the most actively traded contract, sparking renewed uncertainty of short-term price support despite the bounce higher import values yesterday. On the grains, firmer wheat prices as buying surfaced in the overnight session, with bulls looking to add to the 19 to 26 cent gains witnessed the previous two sessions. The catalyst for buying has been the wheat's market annual fixation on potential curbs to Russian wheat exports. Russian government officials have expressed disappointment towards surging food inflation in the country and have called for action to be taken to rectify that situation. Easier corn prices overnight after modest buying at the evening open was relinquished early this morning. It's difficult to read too much into any one day's price action, considering the larger trend is still a consolidative one. It's conceivable corn prices could continue coiling amid lighter volume as traders await more clarity on South America, as well as updated supply estimates for the U.S. in January. USDA left the U.S. corn balance sheet completely unchanged this month, as was largely expected. And higher trade across the soy complex overnight, clawing back some of the post-WASD losses sustained yesterday. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
December live cattle of 55 cents, 107.92. February up 87, 111.85. January feeder cattle up 57, 137.60. March up 45, 139.25. February hogs down 117, 65.10. April down 67, 69.07. Kansas City wheat, the March is up 12.5, 563.5. May's up 12.25, 568. Chicago wheat, March up 13.25, 596.5. May's up 12.75 at 597.25. March corn's down 2.5, 421.25. May is down 2.25 at 424.25. January soybeans down 5.75, 1152.75. March is down 4.75, 1158.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.